This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I honestly don't know how Democrats believe they can get away with the things that they do. And I want to begin this session, this particular segment of the show, and this particular broadcast, letting you know that I'm going to talk about E. Jean Carroll in the context of all the political stuff that's going on. So, and I've warned you many times, it isn't about the subject itself. Jean Carroll is a study of nuttyism all by herself, and I could easily just focus on her. But as I do focus on her, I want you to think about everything else the Democrats are doing. I want you to think about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is the E. Jean Carroll of the Biden family. You get what I'm saying? I want you to think about John Kerry and climate change. John Kerry is the E. Jean Carroll of climate change. You get it? No matter what these people do, you're going to find out they are nuttier than squirrel turds. Nothing they say makes any type of logical sense. Because what E. Jean Carroll is, what Trump is being alleged of doing with E. Jean Carroll was somehow bumping up against her in a changing room or something. The type of thing that you wouldn't even remember if somebody put a gun to your head. I want you to think about a guy who walks through the pageant of Miss America where people are putting on makeup, getting ready. Have you ever seen one of these fashion shows where a guy, you're just being led through and you're, I've done it. I've been there. And you're like, wow, and you see these pretty girls. And quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, they don't care that you see their little breast and things like that. They're changing. They're getting into their wardrobe. They're putting on makeup. They're dolling up. There's no typical convention of, ooh, you know, like you walk into a girl's locker room in high school, and I've never done that, but I'm just saying I've seen it on TV where they, oh, everybody covers up their breasts and things like this and squeeze their legs together and they cover it up. When you're walking through one of these things, I can only imagine at the level that Trump did it, what it would be like, but these girls don't cover, they're just, who cares? It's the human form. I'm a model. I'm trying to get an award. I've done it at fashion shows. I've not done it at, like, beauty pageants. But I imagine it's not much different. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So think about it in the context of whatever's going on. J6, that's Nancy Pelosi. She's the E. Jean Carroll of J6. These are people that... You can't even, it's so incredible what they think they can lie to you about. You sit there going, you do realize that I know you're lying. It's almost like they want you to, they want to suck you into the lie. I don't know, for sport. I remember as a kid going, I wonder if I can get the people to believe this lie, you know, because it was sport. But as you get older, you're like, I don't need to lie. Why would I lie? So, what also I want you to think about is, given the nature of the lies, how is it that Republicans can't expose them and make it to where you don't believe them ever? You never believe a Democrat. You don't believe the leftist people that support them, the media, anybody that deems himself a leftist. Why would I believe academia? Why would I believe the experts? Like Fauci. I'm going to do a whole show on Fauci and Wu Flu. It's going to blow your mind. We could do 4 shows just about them. I was looking at all the things that we captured, the lies, the reports that are now swept under the rug. Nobody wants to talk about. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to dedicate a whole show to it. Again, not just because it's about COVID, but it's about everything these people do in your face. They lie to your face. Well, this many people got it. Well, if that many people got it and that many people are dying from it, doesn't that really skew the number?
Oh, don't try to do math on me, Kevin Jackson.
And are they all dying from it? Because this guy died in a car wreck, but he had COVID.
There you are, trying to parse it again. You know,
I mean, it's ridiculous. As ridiculous as this kook that has accused Donald Trump of rape And we've got clips going back years where you just scratch your head and go, how could anyone believe this kook? And for the record, how did this kook become the a advice columnist for Elle magazine? She's advising young girls. And when I talk about some of these things that she said, you're going to ask yourself, how did she rise to that level? Democrats like their incompetence. They like their chaos. They like evil people. They like their criminals. That's how she rose. Mitch McConnell and others should be shouting from the rooftops about Trump's innocence with this kooky leftist plant. And we'll prove that. It's more than just what she said. By the way, I think we've got enough evidence here in this particular broadcast to show you she's been asked to do this, and she has no more belief in this than the man on the moon. She's been asked to do this. She's doing it, and now she's committed. And the Democrats are going to try to sell her as a reasonable person. I think you'll find her, it'll be anything but reasonable. I feel like I'm opening a summation, opening arguments in a court case. The jury will soon see. Feminists should be ducking in shame from E. Jean Carroll. The problem is leftist feminists are too stupid to even realize that the jig is up with them. The old Me Too movement that they happily let leftist men get away with, they don't open their mouths until it affects them negatively. Think about that with E. Jean Carroll. Think about all the situations that we've talked about. Weinstein, Epstein, etc. Lying in your face, up front. Everybody knew about Epstein. Everybody knew about Weinstein. Everybody knew about Bernie Madoff. Ponzi's and, just crooks and scoundrels everywhere you look. According to screenshots that they got from E. Jean Carroll, let me just read a couple of these. These are tweets that she did that had to do with sex and seduction. I don't know much about this woman. I've done some research on her, and I do know this. She's nutty. You want to stay away from her. She's the type of woman that you tell your sons, run. Sex tip I learned from my dog. When in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion, then jump him. That was in May of 2010. You ready? Here's the next one. Would men have invented chastity belts, veils, and crocs if women weren't just unbelievably hot? Honey, you were born to seduce. Just getting started. E. Jean Carroll is emblematic of leftism and feminism, and neither of them are good.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If one of my friends would say, Eugene Carroll is nutted in a porta potty at a peanut festival. That lady's crazy. And it's crazy that the Democrats are hanging their laurels on the idea that this woman should be able to get Trump. Because 40, 50 years ago, they ran into each other somewhere where Trump doesn't even remember her. But that's, as we've learned in the Me Too movement, you can go back as long as you want to go get a dude. But women can do whatever they want. Joy Behar can grab you by the crotch. Women can grab men by the crotch on camera with no ramifications, nothing. But don't let a guy even have his hand behind the back of a woman. He grabbed my butt. He should be in prison. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want to give you a clip. It's a mashup of E. Jean Carroll and the craziness of this woman. And it will dissect her a bit and go into some of the details around the case against Donald Trump, which, of course, is non-existent. It's just like the 91 phantom indictments of Donald Trump that will end up like Russian collusion, disappearing like a fart in a hurricane. Here's the mashup of E. Jean Carroll's crazy.
Would you consider bringing a rape charge against Donald Trump for this? Why not?
I would find it disrespectful to the women who are down on the border who are being raped around the clock down there. But for the women down there, and for the women, actually, around the world.
And it was all fairly playful.
It was charming. It was exciting. Remember what Donald Trump was like in 95, 96. On the counter were these fancy lingerie boxes that they used to have back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You wore lingerie in the 90s, I'll bet, Joy.
But he didn't suggest it. He shouted it. He shouted
lingerie. Lingerie. He may have shouted underwear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you scared? Were you angry?
I was too panicked to be scared.
Too panicked to be scared, okay.
Totally, and I put my life on the line.
Do you think that you're going... Well, hold on a second. What do you mean you put your life on the line?
Well, people have told me I have to be careful.
You've gotten death threats.
I am not looking at death threats. I have the idea that I'm going to make him put it on over his pants. That was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
You see how funny that would be to make him put that on?
Yeah. I guess my question is could there be any DNA on
there? I have no idea. I do not know if the president ejaculated. I have no idea. Lawrence, I wish I had said, I'll tell you my age if you show me your tax returns.
Yeah, it would have been helpful.
So I'm holding my handbag like this. The only reason I know I'm holding my handbag is because I discovered it in my hand when I got to the street.
The statement that he said, which he's just made, which is, she's not my type number one, that was the number one thing.
I love that I'm not his type. I'm an archer. I have bows and arrows, you know. Fine. I think there's just too... Never mind.
I think most people think of rape as a... I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not...
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Wow. I have no words. That's... a whole lot of crazy right there. And it's funny, these are people who want to be serious journalists who want to try to get out of her this whole story. And you should see them. We're talking Allison Camerota, Lawrence O'Donnell, the guy from CNN, I forget his name, with the white hair. The point is, they're flabbergasted at the very end. I forget the guy's name, but she's like, rape is sexy. And he's like, okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. He can't even let you. He's sitting there going, who set this up? I can only imagine what happened during the break where he's talking to the producers going, what just happened? Rape is, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. That's what she said. And what I want you to understand is at the beginning of the clip where O'Donnell starts out, she says, I wouldn't consider charges against Trump. Why? Because there's no reason to. He never did anything. It's a figment of her imagination. And you can listen to her jumping around and you get it. You go, this didn't happen. It didn't happen. I was playful. I was too panicked to be scared. Really? So explain to me the difference. I put my life on the line. You're getting death threats? And I love when Allison Camerota says, do you still have the dress that you were wearing? You know, one, as I said, Donald Trump didn't do anything. The stories I've read, supposedly he, like, accosted her in a dressing room and, I don't know, like, said, hey, you want to go out? Or it would be the equivalent of somebody bumping each other at a cocktail party, having a quick conversation. And so Allison Camerota alludes to, well, he must have done something untoward. So do you still have the dress, Miss Lewinsky? And she's like, and I don't know if we have the full thing on that. I think we do. But it's incredible that they want to equate that to what Bill Clinton did. And then, can you produce the dress? And of course you can't. It would be like Adam Schiff producing his evidence against Trump. It doesn't exist. DNA on a dress. DNA on a dress where? Where, I mean, you might get a drink that she spilled on it. No, you get a lot of drinks that she spilled on it because that lady looks like she's put some back. But I want to go back to these tweets. Tweets that she posted that have these sexual things on it. Unwanted sexual advances of Donald Trump. She says, how do you know your unwanted sexual advance is unwanted until you advance it? That's a tweet she made in November of 2015. She's effectively saying, hit on me. I'll let you know if I don't like it. Man, it's crazy. Born to seduce. Representative Elise Stefanik, they say, is facing backlash over her defense of President Trump from the former L columnist E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit. In May of 2023, a New York jury found that Trump sexually abused Carroll in the changing room of a Manhattan department store in the mid-90s, then defamed her after she went public with the allegations. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Powerful men do that. I watched this Jeffrey Epstein thing, and that's exactly what he and Ghislaine would do. They'd get these girls, they'd show them just how powerful they were, how many people they could, you know, get against them, presidents and high fashion people. Anything you were doing in your career, they could ruin you. And then they said, now come be part of our sex operation. There's nothing anywhere close to Trump doing anything like this. Nothing. And Stefanik said these are witch hunts against President Trump. And the reason why is because he's pulling ahead of Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is the weakest candidate we've ever seen. Could be. More on E. Jean Carroll when we get back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue. revenue projections for the fourth quarter, Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a scary world for men, but it's a scary world for anybody that bucks the system. And Donald Trump is being punished for merely wanting to make America great again, for daring to run for public office and win and disrupt the New World Order, the Great Reset, or whatever else. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And the Democrats chose a person who has to be one of the worst people you could choose, E. Jean Carroll, a lady who is a flat-out kook, as their champion. She's the one that's going to bring down Donald Trump. Look at who they chose in some of these other things. Fannie Willis, she's going to bring down Donald Trump in Georgia, right? And then it turns out she's a bigger crook than any of these. I mean, they're all crooks. All four of the people prosecuting Trump are crooks. And the information is flowing freely out there. The president of the United States, who they protect, is a crook. And they can't find, you know, can't seem to generate anything on any of that. But Donald Trump, oh boy, look at him. We got this kook that in May of 2023, a New York jury said Trump sexually assaulted this kook in this department store. Nobody has any memory of it. Certainly Trump doesn't, because it didn't happen. They give her $5 million in damage, $2 million for the battery claim. Battery is what they said. Now, before we go any further, I want to let you hear E. Jean Carroll in her own words, okay?
Victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Even Anderson Cooper was like, wow, what a kook. And now that was part of the montage we played earlier, but that's a little more context about it. Well, it wasn't like I was thrown on the ground and ravaged or something. So what was it? What did he do? And as you listen to her, you can tell her mind is flitting all over the place, because it didn't happen. Let me just put it in a way that maybe you'll understand it. She's a lying skank. Hey, Fox, is this thing on? I mean, look, there are women who are legitimate victims of sexual assault that are listening to women like her and going, are you kidding me? This is what you want to build the feminist movement on? This is what you want to go to bat on for, quote, rape? A woman, I think rape is sexy. Don't you? You're sexy yourself. God. These people rise to levels of authority with Democrats. I mean, look, I want people to make a living, but E. Jean Carroll in my world is a kook. Stefanik was asked, Stefanik, Elise, congresswoman out of New York, by NBC, the correspondent's name is Vaughn Hilliard, how she grappled with standing by Trump, the front runner in the 2024 GOP presidential primary, while the jury is currently debating on how much to award Carroll in her second defamation case. Let me ask you this, folks. How do you grapple with supporting Donald Trump? I mean, holy cow. He brought back manufacturing to America when Barack Obama said he couldn't. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Yeah, he put money back into the coffers of all the corporations who gave raises without even having to think about it. They increased their benefits. Many of them raised the minimum wage in their companies farther than what the government wanted them to do. He took us out of wars. He made people feel good about being American. I mean, how could you stand behind this guy? He's been accused of rape by a kook. She's our kook. She's a believable kook. Come on, people. E. Jean Carroll. There are witch hunts. This is what Elise Stefanik says. There are witch hunts against President Trump, and the reason is because he's pulling ahead of Joe Biden, who is the weakest candidate we've ever seen. I don't believe that. I believe Joe Biden's the weakest candidate. The witch hunt against Trump has nothing to do. I mean, yeah, they want to beat Biden, but Biden's not going to be their guy. They want to destroy you. They just said it. How can you stand by this man? Look at you. It isn't about Trump. It's about you. You want to know how I know? I'm about to inject some logic here. I'm going to explain to you how I know. I know because I know that without you, there is no Trump. I'll put it personally. Without you, there is no Kevin Jackson radio show. I would do it, but if I got zero listeners, if God said to me, Kevin, I hate to break it to you, bro, nobody's listening, I'd stop doing the show. I can talk to myself in the privacy of my own home and espouse my own ideas. The only reason why I do it is when somebody contacts me and says, Kevin, I listened to your show. This resonated. Bob sends me notes all the time. Brother Bob out in Florida. He sends me notes. Kevin, I heard about this. Ann does. Bob and Carol do. Stu, I haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been, bro? Kirk. Many others. My cigar club guys. And I'm telling you, there are dozens of others that go unmentioned. Andy will send me an email from time to time. Not Andy Florida, my cardiologist buddy, but Andy out of Texas, my old regional manager. I heard from one of my childhood buddies, Tommy, called me up the other day out of the blue. My cousin Missy, I did a whole segment on her. I didn't know Missy listened to my show. In fact, I didn't know Missy was a conservative. Her daddy wasn't. My Uncle Willie, he laughingly threatened to whoop me when he saw me on CNN. Now, I had to remind him those days had passed. The professor is no longer able to profess because the student has surpassed the professor. We support Trump because he represents what we believe. And what the left hate is that so many people have gathered behind him and they disrupt the narrative because Trump's hated, right? His views are the minority of the views. If that's the case, why did he get 50% of the vote in Iowa? Why will he dominate? When Vivek's out, DeSantis will be out soon, whoever's left, Donald Trump will be in the 50s. He's going to slowly creep into the 60s. I don't know if this will happen in New Hampshire because that's a wholly different primary. But in South Carolina, he's going to kick. He's going to cook Nikki Haley's butt. Then he's going to kick it in her own state. He's going to dominate her. And if she's around in Super Tuesday, she will get the message loud and clear that she will not be the Republicans' representative. It will be Donald Trump. And these leftists who roll out these kooks like E. Jean Carroll leave you shaking your head. Rape is sexy? She said she wouldn't charge Trump when she was asked, why wouldn't you? Well, and she gave some excuse, but the fact is she won't charge him because he's not guilty. But here's the biggest part of this. E. Jean Carroll, Trump's accuser, was approached and paid $5.4 million by the Biden campaign. This is what somebody alleges. Met with his campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, to be coached into what to say about President Trump in court in her phony defamation suit. I believe that as much as I believe the sun is going to rise in the east and set in the west tomorrow. I believe it. When we find out, you look at what Hillary Clinton did with Russian collusion, you're going to find out that the Biden group is connected to this. The same way we learned that Fannie Willis sent her boyfriend, the guy that she gave money to go meet with Biden so they could put a case against Donald Trump. The same reason why Joe Biden gets on the news, gets any media and says, we've got to stop Donald Trump. Have you ever heard a sitting president say, we've got to stop a citizen? From doing what? From kicking his butt in the next election like he did in the first one? And then we watched, I don't know if you guys saw this, the guy, he hacked the Dominion machine right in front of a judge. Right in front of her. Said, I'll show you exactly how to do it. He did it with nothing. It was easy. These people know what they've done. E. Jean Carroll is a plant. Is in as much as so is Stormy Daniels. By the way, how's old Stormy doing? What poll is she on right now? Have you heard anything from her? What about Halpern, who wrote a negative book about Donald Trump? How's he doing? What about that guy Wolf, who did the expose of Donald Trump, where he says, I was traveling through the White House, working with Donald Trump, writing with Donald Trump, and Nora O'Donnell of CBS said, you don't seem to have had a lot of input from Donald Trump. You spent like 2 hours with him. How can you write and have all these insights with that? Well, I talked to other people, and she just nailed the guy. See, that's what happens when you push leftists. When E. Jean Carroll gets pushed to explain how this happened, she starts to ramble because it never happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Proof I'm going to give you right now that E. Jean Carroll is a lying skank. You ready? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You listen to this interview because we played bits and pieces of it. This is the entirety of what she said to Allison Camerota. And if you can tell me that this is a victim of Donald Trump, then I'll give you everything that I own. You ready?
You have said that the dress, the coat dress that you were wearing, and we have a picture of it because you're on the front page of New York Magazine, this is exactly the outfit that you were wearing the day that you say the attack happened. You have kept that dress. You've never worn it again, you say. Have you ever dry cleaned it?
No. The thing is, we all have dresses, you just hang them in the closet, something bad. You didn't have a good time wearing it, and you never put it on again, because it's just a bad luck dress. I never felt like putting it on again. I did not turn it into a talisman. I didn't wrap it in plastic. I didn't think. I just didn't want to put it on again.
I guess my question is could there be any DNA on there?
I have no idea. I do not know. if the president ejaculated. I have no idea.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who, of course, is running against President Trump, has said that if you were to bring a case forward, he will pursue it. He will have the New York City Police Department pursue it. So do you want to pursue this?
It is the greatest police department in the world. The detectives are great in New York. The thing is, it's past the time. It's experts. I've been talking to experts, and they say that we've passed
the statute of
legal
limitations.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, there was a statute of limitations in place at the time this happened in late 1995 or 96. That has since changed. And Mayor de Blasio, when he heard your story, said that he would pursue on your behalf an investigation. And so you have the dress that you were wearing. You don't, I'm sure, still have the tights. But would you consider doing that?
I consider it, but the experts are telling me that...
So you've consulted lawyers.
Yeah, well, they've written to me. I've never consulted a lawyer in my life. It's not something I would do. They have, emailed me to tell me that, as you say, the statute of limitations has passed because I don't know the legal... I don't want to say what, because I don't know what it is, but...
Welcome back, everybody. You ready to poke some holes in it? Give me a ring. 844-551-8255. The coat dress you were wearing that day of the attack, you kept the dress, right? She kept it. She's never worn it since. Have you dry cleaned it? No, I just put it away. It's a bad luck dress. You know, every woman has a bad luck dress that something happens and they just put it away. So she was sexually assaulted, but has the dress. Nobody did a rape kit. Nobody did what they normally do in a sexual assault. She put the dress up, but she says, I didn't want to make it a tally, man. I didn't wrap it in plastic or anything. I just put it away. It was a bad experience. And she says, I don't know if the president, did what Clinton did with Lewinsky's dress. And here's what's funny about it. The president. At the time, he wasn't the president. Why would you use that word? Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Allison Camarado says, de Blasio will pursue it. He says he'll pursue it. Even if the statute of limitations is gone, it's okay. Do you want to pursue it? I don't know if you've checked it out, but everything that they said alludes to the idea that somebody heard the story and said, let's just make up something. Let's put this out there that Trump did it. There's no way for him not to be able to disprove it. We can say whatever we want. What is he going to do? He's just going to grin and bear it. It's past the time. She says, well, I've been talking to experts. It's past this. And Camarado goes, statute of limitations, thank you. So you've been talking to experts. How did this even come up? I want you to imagine, you're a woman, it's been 40 years or more since this so-called incident happened, and you, suddenly out of the blue you go, you know what, it's so traumatic, I'm going to, and for her, by the way, using Jean Carroll's own words, rape is sexy, but it was so traumatic in this sexy way that 40-something, 50 years later, she goes, oh, yeah. I was talking to experts about how would the conversation come up? And I'm not trying to be critical, and I'm not trying to browbeat women. I'm saying, please explain to me. You were accosted in a changing room somewhere, and you think rape is sexy. You say I wasn't thrown to the ground and ravaged, but this is what happened. And by the way, I want to understand this. You're in a changing room in a store or a changing room somewhere, and you don't go, get the heck out of here and start yelling. What, did he put his hand over your mouth? Did Trump have a gun? Has anybody even questioned that aspect of her story? How could you? Was there anybody else in the changing rooms next to you? I don't know if you have you been in a changing room. I don't want to assume you've been in one, but I shop at Nordstrom's quite often. And occasionally, I haven't done it in a while because I can't afford it. But occasionally, I bought a suit. Which, by the way, I bought a suit from Nordstrom's. This suit was amazing, a blue suit. And the fabric, I mean, it's a soft fabric, but it ripped. And Melissa goes, well, it ripped because you picked up weight. It wasn't because I was gaining weight. It just ripped. I mean, viciously ripped. And I was going to take it back. She goes, you can't take it back. Long story. But anyway, when I go into Nordstrom's, there's multiple changing stations. And they're little rooms side by side. And they there's probably six of them. These little things, you know, like a stall. You go in. It's private. Mirror. Maybe they're filming you in there. I don't know. But it's pretty private. But if someone were to accost me there, if I were to be pursued by the throngs of beautiful women that like to chase me down when I'm shopping, I could just yell out and go, hey, guys, there's way too many women in here. But she didn't yell out. She didn't say a word. She didn't try to get Trump arrested. She didn't try to get him in trouble. Nothing. Nobody's ever brought it up. I've never heard anybody go, Gene, explain to us how that happened and why you didn't call for help. She didn't call for help because it didn't happen. And de Blasio was pushing her for an investigation while he was running against Trump, as they put it. And then Allison Camerota says, would you consider it? And she says, well, have you consulted lawyers? And then what does E. Jean Carroll say that's indicative of exactly why, how this all came to be? She says, well, they've written to me. They've emailed me. I didn't email them. This is Democrat operatives at work saying, let's make something up. This is Adam Schiff going, I've got the goods on Donald Trump. I will be showing this information. I will be showing this evidence to you soon.
Hearing will include evidence about Trump electors in battleground states who submitted fake Electoral College ballots, even though Trump lost these states that we're talking about. We have already heard that Trump campaign officials were involved in that. Do you have evidence that the former president himself was involved?
Yes, we'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also, again, show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme. And we'll show courageous state officials who stood up and said they wouldn't go along with this plan to either call legislatures back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden. The system held because a lot of state and local elections officials upheld their oath to the Constitution, a lot of them Republicans as well as Democrats.
Just to be clear, you said you have evidence that the then president was involved in putting a fake slate of electors out there. Do you have evidence that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of our hearing. We'll show during our hearing what the president's role was in trying to get states to name alternate slates of electors, how that scheme depended initially on hopes that the legislatures would reconvene and bless it.
Will we see that
they
directed
didn't,
it?
And they pressed forward with it anyway.
Will we see that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of what we'll show you during the hearing, but we will show you what we know about his role in this.
I don't want to get ahead of the committee. I don't want to get ahead of anything. We'll reveal all this stuff to you in this committee that we formed that has no basis for even being formed at all. Because, as you know, people, we stole the election from Donald Trump. We can't say that out loud, but wink, wink, we stole it. But we now have to make it look like Donald Trump is the bad guy. Did Donald Trump do anything to E. Jean Carroll? No, of course not. But wink, wink, we have to make it look like he was after this woman. This billionaire playboy had to go into a dressing room, and nobody's even questioning her about it. But, yeah, he did it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.